See, if you really understand anywhere in the international market or in the domestic market, even in a domestic market, there are two engineering courses that relate to construction industry, mechanical engineering and electrical engineering. But what happens is the construction demands four trades, mechanical, electrical, plumbing, and fire protection. There is no program for plumbing. There is no program for fire protection. And that seems to be every single building. I mean, I haven't seen any building or a bathroom built without plumbing systems. So what happens is most of the times the mechanical engineers tend to pick up the slack of the plumbing and the fire protection design because it applies to the fluid dynamics and things along those lines. But it's not as complicated as we think how complicated fluid protection. It's pipe sizes and fluid going through the pipe sizes. So there are very few criterias we have to understand in order to understand how we design. So I'm talking first about design, how we design mechanical systems, electrical systems, plumbing or fire protection systems. Now, in a construction or in a designing world, 50 to 60% of the construction cost goes towards MEP, mechanical, electrical, plumbing, and typically fire protection is put under plumbing. So these services are very technically important, and most of the money spent in the developed countries at the minimum goes towards these systems. There is no program, and correct me if I'm wrong, there is no program that teaches students how to design mechanical systems, electrical systems, plumbing systems, or even fire protection systems that pertain to construction. The mechanical courses, if I'm not mistaken, are more designed towards industrial application, meaning automobile or engineering kind of concepts, right? And the construction is very different. We're talking about refrigeration, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, right? So what we want to focus is, our focus is to make you specialist in mechanical concepts in construction world, in plumbing concepts in construction world, in fire protection concepts in construction world. That's the goal. It's completely designed for construction applications. Okay, so it's a niche market, and there are barely consultants in India. Today, you can barely find any decent consultants that can design good construction systems. And those are found by the boatloads in the developed countries because it's a specialty. You cannot just hire someone who knows automobile engineering to design a building. It's completely different. You have to understand how people breathe, how occupants are supposed to be handled, what is the comfort level zones. And these are things that are not taught in the mechanical courses sometimes, right? So it's a completely different dynamics. And so for some odd reason, in the developed countries, there are significant programs for building construction, right? And building engineering. And we don't have them in the domestic market.